Today's topic, why are lumber costs so high? If you haven't been reading the news lately, then you're missing out on probably one of the largest increases and amounts of inflation in a product's history. And we're facing that right now with lumber costs on new homes. This is something that's people have been asking me about when they hear about lumber costs, and they're like, oh, I hear they're bad. And I'm like, yeah, they are bad, but they're epically bad right now. And a lot of people are asking me, well, why? What are some of the reasons why lumber has gotten so high? And there's a multitude of factors at play here that are driving the cost of lumber really just off the charts right now. So just to give you guys some perspective right now, as of May 2021 here, typically 1,000 board feet of lumber, which, you know, is not enough to build a home. That's just 1,000 feet of lumber basically for a home. Typically runs around $400 per 1,000 board feet as kind of a normal price. Now, that number has been creeping up. It started to jump $500-$600 per 1,000 board feet in fall of 2020 as things started to open up. And once we got into about November of 2020, it was getting close to $900 per 1,000 board feet, which is just an astronomical number just in and of itself. It's never been that high that I recall. But now as of today, lumber prices are nearly $1,686 per 1,000 board feet. So to give you perspective on like a home, I have a home that we built about 2 years ago. It's a about 2,700 square foot story and a half home. And it, around that time, it was around $58,000 to completely supply lumber to that home. So that was kind of back when we had quote unquote normal pricing for homes for lumber. We have that same home we're building again for a client, and it came in at $125,000 just for the lumber on that home 2 years later. So some massive increases. I mean, we're talking, you know, well over two times the cost just for the lumber alone on the home. And we've seen other situations and examples. I know they were saying for a while, based on a study by the National Association of Home Builders, that the average cost that this is adding to a new home is $36,000. And it's actually even higher than that now. And it's continuing to rise. So we're going to analyze a little bit of why this is happening. What are some of the reasons why lumber has increased so quickly? So obviously, we were dealing with COVID-19 last year, and we've talked about this previously on the podcast that, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that happened early on with COVID is that people just didn't know what was going to happen. So a lot of the lumber mills, incorrectly, of course, shut down because they assumed that there wasn't going to be demand for their product. And the exact opposite happened because people were forced to be in their homes. In addition, builders were deemed to be necessary workers. They were deemed to be essential workers, and homes were important. So home building continued. So think of it this way. You have all these already orders out there that were still needing to be filled, jobs that were sold. Sometimes it takes months for those jobs to get through the process to where you can build. And so those jobs would continue to go through. At the same time, you have all these people at home with a lot of free time, and they're looking at that same four walls over and over again. So guess what they did? They went to their Home Depots, their Menards, their Lowe's, and they bought lumber, and they added a room in the basement, or they finished off something, or they built some shelving to store all that toilet paper. Whatever it is, the demand at these home stores just shot through the roof. And those were some of the few stores that were open besides grocery stores and gas stations. So a lot of people put time and effort into their homes. So these big lumber these big home stores, they're the largest buyers of lumber really in the United States. They'll surpass any lumber yard just because there's so many of those locations around the country. So guess what? They got priority ordering, and they kept ordering more and more materials. So you have the first problem of the mills shutting down, thinking there wasn't going to be demand, and instead you had massive demand. So that's your first problem. That's enough to cause pricing issues, right? But that's not the only thing. We had increased demand, we had reduced production, then you had COVID shutdowns. So, you know, especially a lot of these lumber mills in Canada, they have different restrictions, they have different shutdown rules than what we had here in the United States, and they are still not at full capacity. So, you know, they have different contact tracing protocols and all sorts of things like that. They had to be spaced out further. So that slowed down their production as well. So even if they wanted to dial up, they had somebody that had COVID, they had different restrictions, and that's pushed out the timetable for them to get product out. Those aren't the only reasons, though. There are some more. Another reason for the price increases on lumber is the lack of trucks and the lack of truck drivers out there. So one of the things that's happened is, again, there hasn't been as much of a push to get people out into the trucking industry. That's an area that we need lots more workers, and there's been a lot of demand for more truck drivers and a lot more shipping. Think of all the packages you order from Amazon now, or the online grocery shopping and all those kind of things. There is a huge need for drivers, people just to go pick things up and drop them off. And that's creating a huge demand as well. And then, of course, there just aren't that many people getting their CDL licenses and going out and owning semi-trucks and driving those. So if you own a business like that, if you own a trucking business, you're probably doing very, very well right now. In addition to that, there's lack of trailers. There's an article I read on MSN that recently reported that there's some people up in Canada that they're willing to drive further to go get more lumber, go get more logs and get timber back, but they don't even have the trailers to load the timber on it and bring it over to the mill. They have what they have and that's it. It takes a while to get these things ordered, it takes a while to get them made, and there's just a lack of supply of trailers. So you're also having not only a production issue, but you're having shipping issues as well. Some other reasons why lumber has gotten more expensive as well is we still have a tariff on Canadian lumber. It was 20%. President Trump reduced that by 11% in November to help ease the burden, which it did slightly reduce the price. But there's still a 9% tariff on Canadian lumber. And the U.S. government is collecting that. And at this point, there have been multiple letters sent to the Biden administration asking at least to halt the tariff just to temporarily reduce the pain on it, or, of course, our preference would be to remove it altogether. So far, they don't think that there's an issue here, and they haven't been willing to work on that, although we are seeing a lot of work in our industry with politicians, Republicans, and Democrats writing letters and explaining the situation, and it is starting to get on their radar, and hopefully they can put pressure on the current administration to remove that tariff and help a little bit. Unfortunately, even a 9% tariff isn't going to make a huge difference on the price when it's as high as it is, but every little thing we can reduce and remove will greatly reduce the burden and hopefully reduce the price, because ultimately these prices get passed on to the homeowner at the end of the day. And it hurts the homeowners. It hurts people that are living in homes and buying homes. And another thing that's really, you know, hurting the cost of lumber as well, besides, you know, the tariffs and the increased demand, the lack of trucking, the COVID restrictions, is again, just this increase in demand. We have lower interest rates, and lower interest rates push more people into buying homes. So you have a lot of people that are in apartments that now want to buy a home, and that is pushing more people into the housing market that are buying these existing homes. We have low inventory on the existing market, so people just aren't even finding homes for sale, or if they do, they're getting sold right away and paying way more than they want to for them. And there's just a general focus on housing. Again, because of COVID, besides the increased demand, there's just been a focus on that suburban shift, getting out of the downtown areas and getting into more rural areas. And this isn't the level of housing that we need. Again, another factor in all of this, there's so many things and they just compound and compound and compound. But you have to look back to when we had the Great Recession back in 2010. And the cost of housing, of course, went way down. Production went way down during that time period. We used to permit here in Wisconsin, 12,000 homes. I think we were permitting like maybe 3,000 homes. Well, when you do that for several years, what happens is that normally you build a certain amount of homes every year, and a lot of those homes are just built to replace other homes that are becoming uninhabitable anymore. And we need to not only have a growing population, so we have to add more homes to cover the growing population, but we also have to replace the homes that are no longer serviceable for people. And when you're not building that many homes for 5-6 years, sometimes or even longer than that, really during that recession period, now you have a even bigger gap in what's out there on the market. So we have this sort of makeup that we have to do, which we never did to begin with, because we lost so much of our labor. We lost half of our skilled labor during this recession and never replaced it. So our capacity to build is not as high as it needs to be. You know, we're producing roughly 1 million homes nationally a year, and that's covering the current demand, but it's not covering the replacement need that is out there and also for a growing populace. So we, you know, we should really be probably building closer to 1.2 million homes a year, just to start chipping away a little bit at that very large deficit there. So another reason why we're seeing increased cost in lumber. And then the last reason that lumber costs are going up is that the lumber mills learned a painful lesson during that recessionary period where they were making a lot of lumber and then things dried up suddenly. And they were stuck with a lot of inventory sitting in their yards, and they didn't want to have that happen. They don't want to have all that extra lumber sitting around. So they're deathly afraid right now of producing more lumber, making large amounts of it when things could shut off very quickly and suddenly and unexpectedly. I don't think that's a rational fear. I never said any of these things are for sure the main culprit, but that is definitely one of those things where there is this fear that they don't want to overproduce and be stuck with too much inventory. So as you can see, there are a lot of factors to why lumber has gotten so expensive. It's a dynamic situation. Unfortunately, it's not going in the right direction right now. So I would encourage anyone that's listening to this, if you're in the industry, take a moment, make a phone call to your politicians. If you are somebody that's in the market to buy a home, write a letter, send an email to your politicians as well saying the cost of the materials is getting too expensive and you're worried about inflation, you're worried about the cost of homes and lumber, and you would like them to do something about it. Because we all have to work together to solve this problem. So hopefully you guys got some really great information on this. Hopefully this helps you understand the situation a little bit better and get out there and get to work, get your voices heard, and let's make a difference here in the market.